Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:21 on a Wednesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen, producer James Platy. Well, Michigan Senate Bill 1040 is set to bring some big changes to the Michigan school employee pension system, one that's not sitting well with public school teachers, with groups banding together to form the Coalition for Secure Retirement to fight the measure. To find out why they're fired up, I'm joined by Coalition spokesman Todd Tennis. Todd, thanks for joining us this evening. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for having me.
So if we're going to talk about the Michigan public school employees retirement system, pensions, we have to talk about the fact that they are a $45 billion unfunded liability. Isn't that what lawmakers are now finally trying to address?
Well, yeah, but I think first we need to talk about how we got there. And you have to look back over the last, really, three decades, where some pretty spurious decisions were made to essentially not put up enough money as we went, that suddenly, like you said, now they're seeing this unfunded liability number, which looked huge, but really you have to kind of take it as a snapshot in time.
Right. The problem began in the 1990s. There were some decisions made. At that point, local districts were setting aside about 8% of their payroll to cover future retiree costs. That has now changed to the point where they're now paying 27% of their payroll to meet retirement costs.
Right.
Whatever mistakes were made in the past, is that something that really is that a part of the problem now that we're facing this enormous liability?
Well, I think you have to at least acknowledge the mistakes that were made so you don't make them again. And some of those mistakes that were made was that the legislature in the 90s decided to stop pre-funding for retiree health care benefits. About half of this unfunded liability number comes from retiree health care. That, you know, in the past, we had essentially set aside money for the future for that, and we stopped doing that. And that was a mistake. And that's one that we should not repeat. Now, Governor Snyder, on the state employee side, has recommended that we begin pre-funding for state employee health care for retirement benefits, and we're suggesting that that's something that should be looked at for school employees as well, so we're not in the same boat 20 years down the road.
Okay, now when it comes to Senate Bill 1040, from what I understand, lawmakers are calling for existing employees who opt to remain in a defined benefit pension plan, that they increase their contribution rates to either 5 or 8% above the existing contributions. Why is that an outrageous request?
Well, first of all, they've been increasing these rates over the last several years. This is about the third time we've been down this road just in the last 6 years, where more and more costs are being shifted onto active employees. And what Senate Bill 1040 also does that is kind of groundbreaking is that they're actually shifting some of these costs onto folks who are already retired, especially when it comes to their health care benefits. So you've got someone who's already retired on a fixed income, and the MIPSR system itself has been adding more out-of-pocket costs over the past few years for retirees. And now the legislature is going to take another bite. And this is on top of the pension tax that they passed last year. So
You're talking about the fact that the bill will cap the state share of retirement health care premiums subsidies to 80% rather than the current 90%. While Republicans will say that really the state has been maybe very generous in the past, but it just cannot afford to do that at this point. Is that not the case?
No, it's not the case. I mean, the state can't afford to do this. What they're looking at is the fact that, it's a big unaccrued liability number, but what they're not looking at is the fact that this is amortized over 25 years. So we don't have to pay this all off at once. And there are ways to add money to this system without taking it just out of the pockets of retirees. And unfortunately, that seems to be the only thing that these politicians are looking at.
I'm talking to Todd Tennis. He's the spokesman for the Coalition for Secure Retirement. It's a coalition of quite a vast group of organizations, is it not, Todd?
Well, it is. We represent probably tens of thousands of folks, both in the public school settings and state employees. So we represent teachers, custodians, bus drivers in the public schools, other support staff, and also in community colleges. And then on the state side, we represent corrections officers. We represent conservation officers, mm-hmm. folks like that.
Now,
that work for the state.
Let me ask you then, if public school employees shouldn't be the ones to pay more, someone's going to have to, are they not? What are your ideas for beginning to address this enormous unfunded liability?
Well, again, on the pension side, a lot of this big number we're seeing is based on the fact that the market tanked a few years ago. And so, when we were expecting to be, putting in enough money that it would, over 25 years or 30 years that it's amortized for, would be fully paid, suddenly the market tanks, we're not getting that rate of return that was expected, and these numbers balloon. But as the market improves and as the economy continues to improve, a lot of that, frankly, is going to take care of itself.
You are saying very clearly, though, that we should essentially do nothing and give it some time to see if that liability comes down on its own.
No, I'm not saying we should do nothing. First of all, I'm saying that the state should look into actually contributing the amount that the actuaries are recommending, and that we get some sound actuarial studies to show just what we should be putting in. I mean, one of the reasons that this has been inching up incrementally is that we've been consistently underfunding both of the pension system and healthcare is a different story. That's healthcare costs have been inching up for everybody, which is and we frankly have not prepared adequately for it, and that's why we're talking about the fact that you need to start pre-funding so you can start to deal with those costs ahead of time, mm-hmm. instead of trying to pay as you go every year with these double-digit inflationary increases.
Now, so, look, we've seen Republican lawmakers announce what they're going to do and then proceed and do it. What is going to happen if Senate Bill 1040 moves forward? How are teachers going to be impacted?
Well, if the bill were to pass in its current form, there's a couple things that are going to happen. First of all, any teacher who is under the age of 60 who was looking at potentially retiring, and not just teachers but other support staff as well, and any school employee who is thinking about retiring sometime in the next 2 or 3 years is going to have to seriously consider retiring immediately, or else they will be faced with losing a significant portion of their health care benefits when they eventually do retire. So I think we're going to see a pretty large exodus very rapidly of veteran school personnel. Now, and not uncoincidentally, that is going to create more unfunded liabilities, because you're going to be you're going to have people shifting directly into the retirement system, and suddenly they're going to, instead of having part of their salary go towards paying for this, they're going to start drawing down. So that's going to shoot up our mm-hmm. costs immediately. And that's something that the coalition that I am working with we've contracted with public sector consultants and Gary Olson, who is the former Senate Fiscal Agency Director, to do a study that will look into some of those unintended consequences.
I see. Unfortunately, Todd, we are out of time, but Todd Tennis, he is the spokesman for the Coalition for Secure Retirement. Todd, very insightful. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.